Let's talk about the other team in New York, because it was a good Friday for me. It was a good Thursday for me, too.
That it was.
The Yankees win 3-2. It was a 2-1 ball game seemingly for a lot of the game. Yankees on the board first, then the Rays came back. Fifth inning, Rays had another lead. And then the bullpen and Severino clamped down, and that was it. And this is, if the Yankees fans and Joe Girardi can have everything they want, this was it. Luis Severino, 7 strong innings, 5 hits, 2 runs, only walked 1, 11 strikeouts on the day, and a dominating performance for Severino. Patantis in the 8th, who somehow got out of this one. This was one of those David Robertson Copperfield effects. And then Aroldis Chapman, a lot of hit, but no harm, no foul. He ends the game with his second save of the year.
Well, Severino, for starting pitchers, is second in the league with fastball velocity behind Noah Syndergaard. He's tied with Garrett Cole. And if you're a Yankee fan, I've been skeptical. I think I have stated the Yankees are doing the right thing in seeing if this kid can be a starting pitcher. I've been somewhat skeptical if he could be, but I think he should be run out every fifth day. And this is the most important piece for the Yankees. If this kid can translate into a starting pitcher, that's a huge win for them in the 2017 season.
This is one of the things you may have learned in the bullpen. Like you said, he was throwing the hardest fastball velocity, second, tied with Garrett Cole behind Noah Syndergaard. And this is something he didn't have last year. He learned it in the bullpen, really, to be able to go all out. And now we saw him go all out for 7 innings, not held back, 104 pitches last night. And this seemingly is the deepest the Yankee pitcher has gone all year. And I don't know if that's true, but it feels like it is. 7 innings, Patantis, Chapman, boom, done, close the door. And this was awesome. A really, really great start from Luis Severino.
And as you stated, in the bullpen last year, and I've been an advocate of it, and I think Major League teams should do this more. Let these young kids pitch in relief when they first come up. Let them get their feet wet that way. I know everybody's so scared now they're going to blow out these kids' arms.
That all comes from the Jabba effect, right?
Yeah. I'm not saying make them relief pitchers forever, but when you first bring them up, I mean, it worked for years, and many a Hall of Fame pitcher started out his first few games as a relief pitcher. So this is not something that's radical . So, I mean, look, Yankee fans, they had a great night. They really did. Pedro Martinez was tweeting out. So, it's all good for them today.